Bezdashim is Bokhu, begin Perikah Ba'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Achon, the laws of impurity as relates to food items and Sevatar in the Book of Purity, where we continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing the Hechsher, the susceptibility of food items to Tumma, and in this Perik we discuss specific cases of Hechsher. As the Rambam gives halacha off regarding when it becomes prepared with dew or with rain, so Peirush Sheyored Hadelef L'Teichem, regarding produce, that it dripped on it the water. The Eidvan Kadeshus Nagwina, he mixed it all together so that it should dry up. In other words, because the water is going to scatter all around, it's actually going to dry it up. So they don't become susceptible because he didn't want it to become wet. And now that he's mixing it around actively, is actually for the purpose of drying it up, actually not to make it wet. So that would not be Makshrit Loratzen. Halacha Beis. Hamala Pedois of Lagag. If someone's bringing his produce up to the roof, Mneha Kanima, because of the worms. The Yerdele Natal and dew fell on it. That does not make it susceptible because he never wanted it. Now, but if he put on the roof specifically because he knows during the night the dew is going to come on it, so then that makes it susceptible for tumah. Therefore, actually, if a deaf, mute, or mentally deranged, or minor, actually, are the ones who put on the roof, even if they thought they wanted it, that the rain should come on it, the dew, that does not make it susceptible to tumah. Because according to biblical halacha, they have an action that's considered significant. But their thoughts are not considered significant. Even rabbinic law, even as a stringency, we're not going to consider it as significant. Now, however, but let's say the children turned it over on the roof, and they were proving by that that they wanted that the dew should get on the all of the pre. So then they're susceptible because if you could recognize the thought of the child through his actions, then rabbinically, then the thought is effective. So although technically it's a thought, but it's what's called niketes, it's recognizable from his action, where why you're turning it upside down, obviously because you want it to get wet, and therefore then that machshava rabbinically is going to be effective as the stringency to go ahead and consider it as hukshur l'kabel tumah. Halacha gimel. Hamalas agudis. If someone brings up the bundles of vegetables, vesaktiyes, or the clumps of the dried figs, vesashrum and the garlic lagag on the roof, b'shul shimtinu, so that it should wait over there. The yodel and tal and the dew fell on it, so lechshuru does not become susceptible to tumah because the enim we don't say. Wait a second, hayla kol yodin, since everyone knows shatal yodin, everyone knows that if you put it on the roof, the dew is going to come on it. Harayz b'tzayin, it's something that he wants. No, shadei hehelam elikadei shimtinu. He didn't bring it up only for the purpose of just keeping it over there, but he didn't want it. Therefore, that's not considered laratzin. If someone takes wheat to grind, and the rain fell on it, so if he's happy because wheat that gets soaked with water brings out a more finer, whiter flour, and if he's happy, he's revealing that he wants it to get moist, so then they become acceptable to tumah. If his olives were placed on the roof, and the rain fell on it, so if he's happy, so then it's susceptible to tumah. The donkey driver. So they were passing by a river. And their sacks fell into the water, and they put it back up onto the donkey. If they're happy, the produce becomes susceptible. And even the water on the sack is considered detached willingly, and it's going to make other produce that touches the sack susceptible to tumah. Because they were happy, meaning even though they were happy only with the moistness of the peiris, now with the sacks, doesn't make a difference. That makes that water as loratzin, and therefore it's going to be even the water on the sack is going to make other peiris susceptible to tumah. Halacha continues regarding the susceptibility when it just absorbs in any form some liquid. If there's a sack that's full with seeds, the nasla gabi hanor is put right near the river. Oyal piabor, or by the cistern. Oyal mailsam or on the steps of the cave of the water. But not in the water itself. But vishavu, it absorbed the water from the air that was moist. Hukshavu, that itself will make susceptible to tumah. That's considered as the liquid too. Halachavav, chavashi malei pedus. If there's a barrel that's full with produce, shen the sun of betecha mashkin was put into, the barrel was put into a liquid. Oy malei mashkin, or the other way around. Or if it's full with liquid, and the sun of Matei HaPedis was put amongst the produce, v'shavu, and it absorbed the moisture through the walls of the earthenware vessel, v'shavu, that becomes susceptible to tumah. Now, be'ele mashkin number, which, regarding liquids, which beverages do we say this? B'mayim u'bayayin u'b'chemetz, with water, wine, and with vinegar, which comes from wine. Of a shah mashkin, but the other five liquids that are machshir furam for tumah, they wouldn't be able to draw through the earthenware so that it will make the produce that's on the side of it, whether in or out of the barrel, acceptable. It would only be specifically with wine and with water. If someone takes out hot bread from the oven when the sun and he puts it on top of a barrel of wine, if it was wheat bread, does not become acceptable to tumah. It's not drawing out the liquid from the barrel. But if it was a barley, it becomes acceptable to tumah because barley actually draws out the moisture of the wine from the barrel. Same thing would apply. Let's say the wine was tummy. And then there was wheat bread put on top, so it's going to be tar. But if it was barley, it would become tummy. Because it actually draws out the tummy liquids. Lachachas continues regarding also susceptibility from moisture. Hamanabat is basic. Someone sprinkles his house where they used to put liquid down on the ground to settle the dust. And then they put wheat down on the floor and it got moist. If it's from the water, so it would become acceptable to tum. But if it's because of the rock, meaning it gets the moisture of the floor, then it does not become susceptible. Similarly, Hamachabas is kasus about if someone's washing his garment in a trough. That's some type of a container. They put some wheat and it gets moist. If it's because of the water, it becomes susceptible. But because of the trough, in other words, he didn't really find anywhere to put it but in there and he doesn't really want it, that does not make the wheat susceptible to tumah. If someone is concealing, he's burying his produce in the sand, so that they should be moist, so become acceptable to tumah because the sand has water that's absorbed in it and he wants it to be moist, so therefore it makes it susceptible. Now, if someone buries it in dry mud, if there's liquid that would be moist, it would make something else moist, so they become susceptible. But if not, then they do not go ahead. And in other words, it meaning to say, if it's moist, that it would make the hand who touched it moist, so then it becomes susceptible. If not, it does not become susceptible to tumah. If someone sprinkles his granary, it doesn't have to be concerned that maybe his wheat becomes susceptible to tumah if it becomes wet. And even though he's happy, and the reason that is because since the granary is very dry, the water gets absorbed very fast, and we don't have to be concerned that maybe the wheat got wet from his sprinkling. Someone gathers the grasses, when the dew is on them, and he takes it, he gathers those grasses to cover the wheat, that does not make it susceptible to tumah. But if his intention is for the dew that's on the grass to use that as to make it the wheat moist, so that makes it susceptible to tumah. If someone is settling the sprinkling his house with impure waters, and then he puts stalks of grain and they become moist, if it has a liquid that if something touched it would become wet, so then those stalks are tummy. But if not, there's not a significant amount of water and therefore the stalks are going to be tar. Halachit Gimel continues regarding a hechsher that comes from something higher up to something lower down. And that is, if someone shakes a bundle of vegetables, which it was wet from a liquid, when you're shaking it off, it goes from the higher part to the lower part, that would not make it susceptible to tumah, because since his intention was for it totally to come off the vegetable, it wasn't his rotzen, that wasn't what he wanted. If someone takes out sacks full of produce from the river, and he piles them one on the other, and he knows that the liquid from the higher sack is going to go in the lower sack. So the lower sack does become susceptible from the water that's coming down from the higher sacks. Because this was his intent when he willingly put one on top of the other. He knew it's going to come down from the upper one, and therefore that's considered that it's lo ratzon. Lachat hazvav, being machshir with liquid from a person from the mouth. If someone's blowing in lentils, it's a way of checking to see if they're good quality. And now there is like some sweat on it, some moisture on it. So it became susceptible from the moisture of his mouth, from the vapor which made it that moisture on those lentils. And they should be told to samayim because that's considered a derivative of water, what's in the person's saliva, and hence that was machshir l'ratzon. But so if someone's eating sesame seeds with his finger, so it makes it wet and it keeps on going back and forth. So it becomes susceptible with the liquid on his mouth and on his finger, because again, that was considered with the mashke l'ratzon. Now, however, if let someone bit into a food item, and the food item falls down, so liquid on the food item, it's considered not with his willingness, because he didn't want that his saliva should make that piece of bread wet before it came into his mouth and he was able to chew it. And here it fell down, so it wasn't considered l'ratzim. Let's say ha'yoichel zeisim pesum. Let's say he was eating crushed olives, which they're moist from the oil that's coming out from it. Utman retubis, or moist dates. Or v'chol shu reitz lomitz is getting nasa, or anything that wants to suck out the moisture of the pit. But nothing in the pit falls out of his mouth. So that liquid that was on it was willing, because it's not possible to suck it out without making a moist from the spittle of his mouth, and therefore that gave it significance and made it into a mashka. So therefore it makes the pear susceptible that he touched, considered l'ratzin. However, let's say he was eating dried olives and dried dates, or whatever he does not want to suck out the pit, but nothing pivots falls out of his mouth. So the liquid that's on it, again, it's not considered willingness, and it's not something he wanted that as it fell down, and hence it would not be considered as something that can be machshir a food and for tumah. Halacha Zayin concludes with a requirement of a second hechsher. A loshim shaliktan lebehema. Someone gathered the endives for the purposes of feeding it to his animal. Ve'adichim, and he washed it off. Now that would not make it hochshir kabel tumah, because since it's meichel behema, it's animal food. It's not royal kabel tumah. It has to be meichel adam. But then the chichvalim lod machikar, and then subsequently he changed his mind and says, you know, he wants it for people to be eating these endives. So Kfar Brian already explained in Paragim Halacha Gimel Shein Tzrich Mechshen, you would have to make it acceptable a second time, because the liquid that it came in contact with the first time was not when it was considered a food item. So that could not make it Hoshel Kabatumah. But Vemhoyu Aleim Mashke Teveach, but if it still had a moist liquid on those endives, Kishachich Valeim Lodim, when he changed his mind and he wanted it to be eaten by a person, so then it's already considered Hoshel Kabatumah, because at that time when it's rove to be a Meichel Adam, it still has the liquid, and that's going to make it Hoshel Kabatumah.